that yearning in their heart to see a Nigeria that can work, to see a Nigeria that is functional, is possible if only they can align themselves in this message and become, you know, what do you call it, agents of change.
Thank you very much, and thank you indeed, Nigerian man. And I wish every Nigerian will be as rational and as articulated as a new Nigerian man. By articulation here, I mean somebody who is composed on what is entirely Nigerian by nature. So you can readily agree that all his submission is something that imbibe with almost not just the body but even the spirit of the nation itself. So it is something that if we try to ponder on, we'll find any other option but to try to be innovative in a way that we will always try to be problem solvers in our own individual ways. Everybody's gifted one way or the other, and coming together, sharing ideas and all those innovations, I think, are going to work a long way in realizing this very dream of a new Nigeria. So, but to me, it is still very important that if we want Nigerians statistically to align with the call, you know, for this great ambition of how we want the country to be, a country of equal privilege, I think it is very necessary that we employ a rhetoric that will align, or that will kind of bring everybody into the same plane. And it is very, very possible. Yes, it is. Because one of the things that kind of distracts every or almost Nigerians today who tend to listen to all these kind of spaces, radios, and any other form of information, any other form of media, is the fact that we are so subjective most of the time to so many things, and we become autopiloted to certain things that will weigh away the objectivity of what we are trying to achieve, message that we want to get across. And this is something that you cannot readily control, because one biases or the other is one of the things a common Nigerian under a stressful situation, especially the matters at hand. Although this is something we don't want to always encourage, but it's unfortunate that most of us don't know how to curtail with certain situations and try to see how other things coming up, you know, can be attended to in a way that they are supposed to at least notice it is a solution trying to build up. It's a process. So this part of enlightenment, this education, especially as communication is the best medium today we are having, I think rhetoric is very, very important. It has to be on a measure that it will transcend the right information the right way without creating any biases or getting people onto autopilot. This is what is going to attract many Nigerians to be able to listen and to go, even if they can't digest things at once, at least they may try to ponder later on their own spaces, on their own timing, then may come back, or at least their own peculiar ways, try to see what they need to do, what they ought to do rather, because it is a duty for every Nigerian. It's a collective responsibility. So we want a new Nigeria. It's not even about why is it possible, but how. How can we make it possible? Information is very, very important. And new Nigerian man has established every point on ground. But how do we get it across? We need people like new Nigerian man. In fact, everybody is not going to be a burden on him alone. especially youth today, I'm much more concerned about my fellow youths today. Our rhetorics tend to set backs, even those who are supposed to get the information, regardless of whatever the allegations are or what we are going through. Sometimes they also wanted to listen to us, but how do we get the message across? Rhetoric is one problem my fellow youths are having, and this is what I want many youths to work on. And if we have at least in the category of youths, I believe the new Nigerian man is, I can say, is a bit elderly. If we can find somebody like him that will try to give that enlightening or create some certain awareness, or at least just drop that very simple information, that simple message that will get everybody wondering or revisiting their strategies in order to change the narratives of how they are trying to achieve, you know, this successful Nigeria. Not just it, in fact, almost everything today, rhetoric is very, very, very important. Our spaces, not necessarily this one, from there you can pick from what I'm talking about. Yes, there are frustrations. There are youths who are coming out and are trying to see that many things have been realized in this country, but the way to put it across is something else. And that has been creating a breakdown and widening a lot of gap in how, you know, it can get across. So rhetoric is very, very essential. Everything that can be mentioned, every deliberation that can be made, it has to pass through information. And information is based on rhetorics, because this is the human nature. No matter how factual the situation is, if we don't use the right words, if we don't establish our facts objectively, I think we're still going to be having problem trying to make many Nigerian reason along the line, because some other responsibilities or factors have taken turns on their daily lives, on our daily lives, in fact. So to be able to get that attention, it's very necessary that we use the right medium and that we use the right language. It's very important. And I'm glad one of the things the host is doing is along this very line, because I've been through certain spaces where the aim, I want to believe, was to kind of motivate this kind of movement. But then, before you know it, it can easily slide down to one thing or the other. This is not the time. One of the essence of civility is to be able to focus on the goal, what we want to achieve, any kind of goal. But by the time you find people trying to go down subjectively to some other things that we cannot readily modify, change, and it won't even add up to solution, you know, in the problem-solving processes, I think we are going to remain backwards. So how is it possible to make Nigeria new, or to create a new Nigeria, talking about especially the old order or something that was mentioned earlier? Sometimes the case is not even the old order. If the old order is sound and it has integrity, we don't see any problem with getting it updated. But if the old order had been corrupted, had gotten some other elements that cannot move the country forward, then of course having a new system is very necessary. But if our strategy still is that have pushed or elevate those old orders, then no matter how new we want the country to be, we are just going to be building that nation with all bricks, which we don't even know if the strength can stand the test of time. it is very important, regardless of what we are affiliated to, what the complaints are, what the allegations are, that we, in our own capacity, exercise this very civility by moving towards the goal objectively. And that objectivity can be well established by our rhetorics. Thank you very much.